Everyone, what is up? It's your host, Aaron. I'm here with Maynard.
How you guys doing?
Charles.
Aaron's good.
And Daniel. No you.
I agree with that.
No you.
So?
So what are we going to be talking about today?
Death grips.
What? What, fam?
Fuck me, pussy.
We're going to be talking about the beaner train that's on its way to the U.S. as we speak.
It's going to be a sleeper episode.
It is. Any of you know it as the migrant caravan? Me personally, I know it as the train of retards or beaner train or a more punch, you know? Yeah, it's really stupid that... Oh god, what's the number up to, man? It's like 3,000, I think. Oh, fuck, let me check. Migrant. Caravan.
You sound like a
Navy. Oh, 10,000. Okay. But yeah, we've got like 10,000 beaners coming towards our way. It's fucking stupid.
Jesus, brother. Isn't Texas already filled up with beaners?
That's most of the population here.
And,
so you're telling me if we get any new Mexican kids coming to our school, we know where they come from?
They're probably illegal.
Yeah.
We can make fun of them for that?
And that's another thing. I was watching, because I just ate spaghetti. So my mom made some spaghetti, and this fucking ad came on. It was like, hey, a lot of Democrats in Texas want to legalize illegal immigration.
What?
Then
what the fuck?
That doesn't make any sense.
How do you legalize illegal?
You can't make illegal immigration legal. That's not something.
It's illegal for gay marriage legal.
Right?
Hey.
It's not because it's fucking. You know. If you could go and come as they please, or more specifically, come as they please, it'd be even more shitty. Shittier. It'd be shittier than it is right now.
Yeah, I agree, man. What, what would you do if you were, let's say, you're in the White House and you have that kind of power, what would be your take on that immigration shit, Charles?
Well, what I would do?
Yeah.
I'd make them more strict.
Like what?
Like, as it is, you know, we don't need more fucking Allah praising Muslims. We don't need more fucking beaners trying to whip up a fucking tamale in a fucking Mexican restaurant. We just don't need that. We don't need them to fucking.
Okay, I'm sensing a little bit of racism here.
Not anymore than there already is.
No, definitely. What about you, Daniel? What'd you do?
Just make it more strict. I just don't like them at all, so.
Like, it's not that I don't like them, but I don't like the fact, I don't like the idea of illegals coming to a country that they're not, obviously, or they're not welcome. Trump said he was going to send troops to the fucking border to defend.
Yeah.
And if you can imagine the fucking headlines, if they end up firing a shot.
God. Just the massive panic.
Mexicans, that's gonna be funny as fuck.
Firing a shot? Are you kidding me?
Massive panic, right. Massive, like, people just going out to these soldiers and just screaming at them, throwing things at them. Even though they're just doing their job.
And they tried to stop them. The government can't even stop them. Because, like, once they got to Mexico, they got through the fucking riot police. Riot police.
Jesus.
And they're still going. And they were up to like 10,000.
Is these fucking people who always go like, oh, all lives matter, man. No, fuck you. You need to learn that not everything's gonna go their way. Not everything is always so
sensitive. For a good cause. You know, some people say, oh, they're just trying to get food for their families. They're trying to work.
Well, guess what? So are we.
That's what I just said.
It's like, we don't need more illegal Mexicans, not fucking...
And it's not just Mexicans, it's Muslims, Italians, anybody who's trying to get their ass over here.
And we're not being mean to them.
It's more specific to the, like, it's more specific to this fucking caravan. Because this fucking, they came from, like, El Salvador or some shit. It's like, they're all coming from South America and lower North America. That's pretty much what it is.
Cause, yeah, because their government is worse than ours. Drugs. That's why they try to come over here.
And they really can't eat over there because their fucking government's shit. They can't get their fucking shit together. Every country that's in the Western world is almost a third world country. Besides, I mean, you know, it pretty much looks like a third world country. Mexico looks like a fucking third world country.
Yeah, all you got in Mexico is drugs and food.
Mainly drugs.
And then fucking, I can't even name all of the little countries, like fucking Panama and the tiny ones that are on that fucking island with, Jamaica.
Yeah, or in Cuba.
Yeah, and they're all pretty much third world countries, even though they may not be listed as third world countries. They all look the part. That's just how it is. I really don't want people who are underdeveloped to come over here. Because I don't have to deal with them. And well, that's not a fucking school shooter joke. That's I'll just have to fucking deal with them.
Well, let's say this. Let's say there ends up being a program where immigrants come over here. And you know, they end up, and nothing happens to them, and the government backfires. What happens if they realize that they fucked up, and it takes them this long to realize that they fucked up? What do you think's gonna happen? Like a government, like the government collapsing, wars. What do you think would happen?
We're dead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Run that back on me. Which part? Which formation fucks up?
Like, let's say, let's say when they do bring these illegal people in here, and, like, let's say they're smuggling something, and they never catch it. Like, let's say if this keeps going on and on, what do you think what would happen? Like, a government shutdown, or another war, or some shit like that? A drug war?
Not a government shutdown. That's for something different. The only thing that's gonna happen...
Government shutdown isn't really that bad either.
The only thing that's gonna happen.
Hey, shut your dog up.
I'm going to beat it. His
mom isn't talking, dude.
The only thing that I can think of.
No one, okay.
That'll happen. Is. I really don't think anything will happen besides they'll fucking. ICE will go hella try hard. The U.S. government will go hella try hard to find them. Not necessarily kill them or find them for drugs, but just find them. Because they're all trying to get to America, not Mexico, America.
Yeah. Well, and the bad part is that there's a lot more people in America that want them just for the drugs anyway.
Yeah.
Like, they could... There's a lot of people who could care less who comes, just as long as they get their, you know, get their fix. And that's what sucks ass.
And that's what's getting me a little angry about this caravan and the fact that no government has been able to fucking stop them from pushing on.
Yeah.
It's like... even if you have to kill them, is that really that... I mean, they're illegal. Obviously.
That's just another reason just to kill them in the first place, is that they're illegal.
Like, I get, you know, you're supposed to detain them because they don't technically belong to your country. Just send them back. It's like, no, they're using force to go past.
There's no point in sending them back if you know that they're going to come back.
Oh, by the way. What? Yeah, the first town they're gonna go to, is McAllen, Texas.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Yeah, because there's no date. But as of right now, they're barely into Mexico. Barely.
Mm.
As to how they got and they started in this fucking probably a third world country, Honduras. That's where they started. And then they made their way into Guatemala. Guatemala, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they got into Mexico. And it took them, let me count. It took them 9 days to get from Honduras to Mexico. 9 days. And they're fucking, I'm not sure how close they are to, I don't know how long it's going to take them. They're over 1,000 miles. It's going to take at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
3 at most. But what are they traveling by, again?
Foot. And probably truck.
Truck. So, yeah.
Real Mexican shit.
Okay. Send us a link, brother. Okay, we'll check it out.
I just click on it then. But yeah, it's fucking, I guess, some real fucking ghetto Mexican shit.
Well, what are they gonna do once they get to McAllen?
Probably they're gonna try to break through the border, I think. I might tell my story wrong on this too, but as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, that's what they're doing. They're gonna try and fucking break down the border.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of Mexicans.
Oh, wow. Watch it be another Trail of Tears or some shit?
That'd be hilarious. No offense.
There's another,
another Silk Road or something? Oh, definitely.
Jebus, dude.
Oh, yeah, this is just gonna end in total disaster. Like, fuck, man.
Yeah, so technically they're all illegal. I don't know what they think is gonna happen by doing this. This has been done before. That's the worst part, that this has been done before.
Did it work the last time?
And no.
Yeah, I don't think it worked.
What do they think to get, like, some sort of sympathy from the government? Like, oh, they walked all the way over here, just let them in? No, that's not how it works.
But that's the thing. See, I'm like, a little bit of hate for this. That's why Trump needed to build the wall, because as it is, the border fence is shit. It's not gonna keep jack shit out.
Well, the wall, look. I agree that he should build some sort of better way to keep, you know, the borders intact. But a wall, that's not gonna do anything.
In my mind, I'm thinking a 10-foot high wall with barbed wire on it.
A perfect example.
That's what I'm thinking.
That wall in Germany, though, the one in Berlin, that was broken down.
That was different. That was taking heavy warfare, because that was a war zone. They were getting blasted with missiles and shit. That's why it was broken down.
It was broken down.
Yeah, it is. It was a war zone. The Berlin Wall?
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of, like pieces of the Berlin Wall. This was legit just concrete barriers. It was like a fucking, it was like a 4-inch thick concrete, like, wall. No, I'm thinking like fucking cinder blocks, right? 10 feet high and barbed wire and watchtowers.
That still won't matter. Some people will find a fucking way.
I can't imagine anyone trying to string up a fucking a ladder up that shit and then this barbed wire on top of it.
Okay, what happens when somebody builds a tunnel? What happens when they go all the way through Canada?
What happens if they pull a freaking Shawshank?
I never watched that movie. Well, then you just... Okay, it can't
be that fucking... I think you're missing the point. It's not to stop all Mexicans. As long as it just helps with the problem, it's doing its job.
You gotta because be as it is, the current border wall is shit. Right, it's just, isn't it just trash? It's just fucking metal sheets, fences.
I get you. So, like,
yeah, I'm looking at pictures of it.
So, like, Let's say the cinder block ultimate somehow fails. What would be like another, you know, a way to, you know,
just No. You'd be able to walk inside of it. So be able to walk inside. Walls, right? It'd be like you could enter a
castle wall
on the It'd be like you could. It's like it's kind of like the Great Wall of China, except you can enter from like the back, like onto the towers.
Okay, I get it. I get you. Oh, I get it now.
That's
I get
what
it
I was
now.
Thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah, so a Great Wall of America except it's boarding.
So. Well, don't you know what happened during the Great Wall of China? They went right around it.
Took them a couple of years.
That's
not,
that's because they couldn't surround all of Asia in bricks. I mean, not all of Asia, all of China in bricks. They couldn't do that. Like, and it was on mountainous terrain at that. That's a fucking awful.
Hmm.
And they didn't even use cement. If I remember correctly, from fucking Pop Tropica, because that's where I learned it, they used sticky rice. Sticky rice.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right, Charles.
Bunch of racists.
I swear to God, this is what they showed up on.
This is your favorite game, Pop Tropica.
Not gonna lie, that was a pretty good game, though.
Pop Tropica?
I know,
yeah.
I was the Titanic and Daredevil Kid things. I remember
Yeah. Did you find anything, Charles?
Researching the makeup of mortar used for building the wall, for building the Great Wall, they realized something unusual was added to the standard mixture of limestone that has been heated to high temperature. Sticky rice. The mixture. Hold on, I gotta fucking highlight this and I can't read it. The mixture made it the world's first example of composite mortar. So, yes, it was made of sticky rice.
Sticky rice and limestone.
No, sticky rice and, they made sticky rice into limestone, I think, and then they heated it to a high temperature, which made lime. So that's a type of stone. They literally made sticky rice into stone.
Wow.
Yeah, so think twice about talking shit on the air.
How is that possible, though?
I didn't think these Asians were that smart.
Dude, they do math for a living.
What do you mean? You're like some of the smartest people.
Compared to Mexican.
Dude, you get a 98 on a test, they will freaking crucify you.
That sounds bad.
Smart, not morally smart.
So that's like just an idea of what you would do? Like just build a great wall? Like just around like the Texas border or like going up a little bit further, like
the
let's say
way.
California.
Yeah, fucking like Baja California, neighbors California. That's how I would even build a wall there.
All the way to California.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I could see that working, honestly.
Yeah. More or less.
All right. Well, let me think. Was there any other, other things that you've seen other than, you know, this immigrant thing? Any other problems like that?
Not that I know of. You picked something. I basically took the fucking lead on that one.
Yeah. What about you, Daniel? Like any problems that are on your mind? Do you want to talk about?
I don't like Jimmy Kimmel.
You don't like Jimmy Kimmel? What Jimmy Kimmel do?
Just don't like him.
You just that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Maynard, are there any issues that are on your mind? Maynard,
what?
Are there any issues that are on your mind?
I mean, not really. What is it? It's just that, well, there is this ad I saw on YouTube the other day of this smug-ass lady. She goes, rape, murder, war. They have one thing in common. Men. They're the cause of all of this.
Okay, so you want to talk about feminazis?
Yes.
Alright, yeah, alright. What are your views on modern feminism?
Okay, well, feminism...
No, hold on. Let me rephrase that. Not modern feminism, but feminazis.
Okay.
Let me make a clear statement.
Oh my god.
No, I don't want to get anybody triggered. That anybody that will end up listening to this one...
It's America.
Yeah, they'll get triggered.
Free speech.
Oh, by the way, you never uploaded the fall of Maynard.
I did.
It's not on Spotify.
It's not. Yeah, that's weird. It says that I uploaded it, but I'm on Spotify. I checked on Spotify. It's not showing it. I'm gonna see if I can re-upload it. Or have you checked anything else that it's on? Okay, so. Okay, so, anybody that would like to go first, what are
well,
your
you
views on on feminism and modern feminism? What are your views on it?
I think that feminism in America should not exist.
Feminism?
Anywhere else I can understand.
I want to hear Maynard's to say that.
Yeah, Maynard's an interesting opinion.
Let's hear Maynard's opinion since, you know, he's the one who brought it up.
You guys want to hear my opinion?
Yes. And, like, a real opinion, not a fucking cringy fake opinion. Give us a real opinion.
Yeah, give us a real opinion.
Okay. Well, let's say back in, like, the early 40s, 50s, and 60s, feminism was actual feminism. Like, they actually stood for women's rights. They wanted to change something. But nowadays, it was just, now it's just, men are pigs, misogyny, big words I pretend to know, but no, I don't, I never got past the fourth grade. It's just, they're trying to crap on men, and they're just being total hypocrites. They're not doing anything to support women.
Okay, I thought you were a fucking feminazi for a second. Sorry, I thought that statement you said a couple minutes ago, I thought you were, like, defending feminism. I was like,
no!
What's wrong with you?
I would defend old feminism, like the 40s through the 60s, but today.
I can defend feminism in different countries besides America.
Honestly,
because. Like Saudi Arabia. I can understand feminism existing over there, but like here, it doesn't really make sense.
Women have the exact same rights as we do, but they want more. That's all I need to say.
They have more right now.
The
gender bias is just insane nowadays.
If a woman were to accuse me of rape, I'd go to jail. I'd go to jail because they would.
No. What's awful is that there's no law that punishes the woman. If it's proven that the rape is, you know, false, there's no law to punish them. Which is just pretty
stupid. Your life is already ruined.
Oh yeah, I remember. I saw an article about this woman who claimed false rape and nothing happened to her. She just apologized.
Well, but the guy's life is still ruined.
Huh? Yeah, he got so much fire, and I think he ended up trying to sue her for damages. So I mean, good on him. But
did he win the case?
I don't know. I never got
to. He probably won't win just because of America.
Yeah, and I remember, you've heard the term, quote-unquote, mansplaining, right?
Yeah.
Well, this woman in Russia was on a subway, and she just grabbed a cup of bleach and splashed it in any man's face who she thought was mansplaining.
Was she manspreading?
Okay, well, first off, you got your story wrong.
What is it, then?
That's mansplaining.
Yeah, it's mansplaining.
The story goes like...
Okay, hold on. Aaron.
What?
Mansplaining is whenever you're like... Are you talking about that? Because mansplaining is whenever a man tries to talk over you, apparently.
Hey, it's mansplaining, then, yeah.
Okay, so the story was, it goes like this. Right? So this lady... Russian? Yes, it was in Russia. And she was trying to make a movement of some sort. I don't know. So what she did, she had a water bottle, right? And she had a mixture of bleach and water. Kind of like how we do in culinary. You know?
Yeah.
It was like way over like parts. Like, it was way more bleach than water. So it wasn't like just straight bleach, because that could actually, that would burn your skin like intensely. It was water and bleach, so it wasn't just bleach.
My point is still there. She just went around with a bleach acid like substance, and just sprayed it on these guys, in her own opinion.
Second off, it wasn't in their face. She did it for a very specific reason. She put it on their on their crotch to mark. I guess for other women to mark that. Oh yeah, these guys mansplained. That was the whole reason. She just poured it on their fucking crotch.
That's still bad.
That's even worse than on the face.
It's still bad, but your story was wrong.
My point is still there. That these.
I know, no, it's still there, but your story was fucking awful.
Okay, whatever. And I don't get why, you know, these women will just scream in your face like this for opinions. They never state true facts. They want to like say, yes, there are women who get raped. Yes, that there's no doubt about that. There's sexual harassment. There's rape that happens, but there's no culture.
What does that even mean? Rape culture? What does it even? What is that?
It means a government that encourages rape.
What?
So pretty much India.
Oh, okay.
There is rape culture in the world, but not here.
No, if you're a rapist, you get fined. If you're accused of rape, your life's already ruined. We don't take rape as a light subject.
Some peace, Bill Cosby. Hello?
What?
What happened?
Are we just gonna fucking sit here in silence?
I was just waiting for someone else to say something.
Well, is there anything else?
Well, yeah.
Well, what, Maynard?
Well, you guys know what happened last year, right? Between me and that autistic son of a girl bitch.
Son of a girl bitch. Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean.
Let's not mention any of the names. Just, we know who it was.
Ayla the idiot.
Oh, you motherfucker. Daniel, when I send that to you, please edit it. So anyway,
accused me of.
Oh, I gotta intervene, but for the viewers that we don't have, Ayla, extremely autistic.
Charles, stop.
Not even me making a joke. She's extremely autistic.
Yeah, but she's
like on the spectrum of autism. She's at the very like end of the fucking like. One is normal. 50 is autism. Now, Aaron, he's probably like 15% autistic.
Hey.
Or he's probably in the 15, right?
Hey.
Me, I'm probably. I'm on a whole different spectrum. I'm a fucking idiot. And then you have Ayla on the spectrum of autism. She's a 50. No, she's a 60.
Dude, on the spectrum.
Just. No, she fucking shot off the spectrum. She's a fucking. She's like Elon Musk to take smoking weed.
I mean, yes.
It's stupid.
That's the thing.
What was Maynard gonna say? Let's let him finish.
That's the thing, is she's autistic and everyone was quick to point a barrel at my dick and pull the frickin' trigger.
Yeah.
I can say that with certainty, because I did that too. Since you saved the face, but that's that too.
Yeah, you really think I would do that? Especially to an autist?
Yes.
Okay, fuck you. Okay, I can see Charles taking advantage of an autistic girl, but I wouldn't.
Oh, shit.
You can see me.
Oh, God.
You can see me.
Yes.
Please stop. Sorry, this.
I don't remember the witch doctor, you know, ever looking like
oh my God.
A fucking hot hunk. Do you? Because I don't.
We're on I podcast. Really don't. Please stop.
Charles, fuck me.
Huh?
Okay, I'm good.
That's what I fucking thought.
Let's just get off this subject. Before Charles gets us all in trouble.
Actually, no, I wanna talk about that.
No.
Now, I have Ayla in my biology class.
No, stop.
You're in my biology class.
I know, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, how she's the living embodiment of Satan and everyone, including the teacher, wants her dead.
No, she's the living embodiment of autism. And when Richard and Adam spite her, it's the worst fucking thing ever.
I want to rip off my earlobes. That's how bad it is.
Your earlobes, not your fucking. You don't want to like rip out your ears and fucking earlobes.
Yeah, my fucking lobes. Anyway.
You know what earlobes are?
I know what the earlobes are.
What are
can we just continue on, please?
Yeah, but even the teacher, Schulzer, he slammed
what
his
head. What are your earlobes? What are they?
the little fat part below your ear.
Hold on.
Thank you. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, Aaron's using the bathroom real quick. But, anyway.
Alright, come on, to pick up okay. A conversation.
Yeah. What was I talking about again?
What was the point of bringing this up?
Autism, Ayla?
I don't know.
Mater.
Yeah?
Jesus Christ, answer.
I forgot the question. Shit. You were talking about freaking earlobes. Okay, now I remember. Even, like, she's so far off the spectrum, even freaking Schulzer slammed his hand on the desk and then just reported her to the front office because he wanted to freaking shoot himself in the face.
It was so funny that day, dude.
Yeah.
I was low-key laughing my ass off.
I really thought I thought he was going to break his hand on the desk.
No, and it's funny whenever, like, whenever she actually gets shit, like, done to her.
Yeah.
She's like, she doesn't expect it.
She goes, oh, I'm so innocent. What are you talking about? You know what? You can just fuck off.
No, she says, like, if I were to say a curse word, okay, well, I don't know about in front of Schulster. Schulster, you're a fucking person. Yeah, shots at Schulster if you're listening, by the way. Fuck you.
Jesus, dude.
What's it called? No, but, like, if, like, I don't know, let's say Marcus, he said a curse word to her teacher, yeah, anyway, I can send to the office. Ayla, way more times I've heard her say a curse word.
She, like, curses more than me.
I don't think she curses more than us. I think she curses in front of a teacher more.
Yeah.
She thinks she has more free reign because she's autistic.
Stupid.
Flashback to when Mr. Solas told her, like, don't listen to them, it's Autism Awareness Month.
What?
Like, yes, it's my month. You do remember that?
When was that? When was this?
Oh, a long time ago, and, like, I think it was, like, sixth grade, maybe.
What the fuck? Okay, Aaron's coming back. We'll tell him about this day. We'll tell him about this. Aaron, hurry up. Come back over here.
What?
Hear this calamity bullshit.
What?
Charles, yeah, tell him.
Calamity?
What'd I miss?
I don't know why I said calamity.
I'd rather be an idiot by saying calamity.
I don't know why I said calamity. Okay, just tell him what happened.
This calamity portion.
Okay, it was one day. I can vaguely remember it. It's like, I think someone told Ayla shit, and she got, like, mad, and then Mr. Sol came up to her and said, don't listen to them. It's Autism Awareness Month. And she's like, that's right, it's my month. Because, you know, there's Autism Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember I wanted to fucking throw up blood. It was just so fucking cringy.
Oh.
I don't like
that. That's it, and then your brother called it a calamity.
Okay, it just came out, okay? Like, Aaron.
Shut up. Shut up.
But, sir, I just despise Mr. Salas. I despise him. What happened? You guys alright?
Oh my god, if we don't talk for 2 seconds, man, it doesn't mean we fucking died. Jesus.
What?
I'm going on Urban Dictionary to find some words to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Neuter. There we go. Great first word. Neuter. A thirsty hoe or a thought.
I know plenty of those.
Young Twisty got stupid neuter.
Alright, name 10.
Are you sure she's looking at the Urban Dictionary?
Oh.
Name 10 thoughts right now, Aaron. You have to get 4 names, too.
I can't. No. No, we can't do this over the podcast.
You know you're gay.
You know you're gay. You
want to
name some thoughts?
Tell me, Mom. I don't want to give out names on the podcast.
Yeah, it's an event.
Does anyone from our school listen to
it? Probably not.
I don't even know.
It's a violation of privacy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
We know that Arisa... The fuck?
Arisa...
Just stop. No.
Okay, my best friend, best friend Dave, that's not his real name, alias, my best friend, and that skinny ass girl.
Oh, that's even fucking worse, Maynard.
That girl I know since the pre-K. Is that better?
Yes.
I'm not insulting her. I'm just...
you want me to say her full name for you right now?
No.
No.
So you won't say it.
Did you end the call? What? Oh my god, look at them jugs.
I just need to stop them, honestly.
Do I?
No. Don't even. I want to see if they...
They're going to get so pissed off.
No, I'm tired of their crap. They do this on purpose. I'm going to have to edit that out.
Hey, do you want to just end it now? Or you're going to have to.
Okay.
Well,
I'm Aaron. And that's the manner you know the other few.
Well, we apologize.
We apologize in advance. Not really, but...
It's a violation of privacy. We are respectful men, even to those bitches.
Oh, my fucking God. All right, goodbye.